Devotional from God's Word over in Luke chapter 10. I just wanted to share some thoughts with you from a passage there. I won't take much of your time, but in Luke chapter 10 and verse 38, we see a scenario where Jesus shows up to the house of his friends, Mary and Martha. It says, "And now it came to pass as they went that they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him, and she said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" So I just wanted to share a few thoughts about that passage of Scripture. This past week, we've had kind of a busy week. We've had three funeral services this week, got one more next week. And, you know, Brother Tim Emmons, which I don't get to spend a lot of time with him, he and I were having a conversation this past week at a funeral service, and he's asking me about how things are going at the church, how things are going with our home, those kind of things. And I'm kind of laying out my schedule. And he asked me a question. He said, "Brother Matt," he said, "how is that affecting your personal time with Jesus?" And I said, "Well, it's a strain." He said, "I'm not talking about sermon preparation." He said, "I'm talking about you alone with Christ." And I said, "Well, it's hard right now." I said, "There's a lot going on." I said, "My waking hours are spent doing this, that, and the other." I said, "But you know, Brother Tim," I said, "when I get my house done, man, it's going to be a lot easier." He's like, "Yeah, when you get your house done, you'll fill it up with something else." He said, "Make sure that you're spending time alone at Jesus' feet, because if you don't, as Christians, we tend to dry up a little bit. We need to feed ourselves spiritually at the feet of Jesus." And so I want to talk about that for just a second. Now, why do we need to come to the feet of Jesus? I jotted down three thoughts right after church while you guys were gathering up. I sat down at my desk and I gathered up three thoughts around what Brother Tim had said about why we need to gather at the feet of Jesus. One, we gather there for hearing. It says that she sat at his feet and heard his words. You know, there's an implication there that Mary was gleaning an education, a spiritual education from Jesus. She's there to grow. We need these moments of exclusivity for our own personal growth. You know, the Bible tells us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, how do we do that? We do that by going to the feet of Jesus and we spend time in his word. The Bible also says in 1 Peter that we are to desire the sincere milk of the word that we might grow thereby. And so it's in these moments that we figure out how to get alone with the Lord, come to his feet, hear from him. You know, one thing, I was listening to Jack Graham speak yesterday, kind of along these same lines. And he was talking about how important it is for the believer to be alone with Christ. And he talked about, you know, making it a morning priority. And he said, you could do it any time of the day, but there's just something special about starting your day with the Lord. And you'll notice that sometimes what we do is we don't start our day with the Lord. And then we get to the end of the day, we think, okay, I'm going to go spend some time with Jesus. And by then, we're asking him not to bless that day, but to clean up the mess that we made that day a lot of times. And so it's important to have those moments of hearing where we get alone in God's word and have God speak to us. And if we'll open his word and we get at his feet, he will talk to us and he'll guide us in his word. Another reason we go to the feet of Jesus is not just for hearing, but we need to go to the feet of Jesus for healing. The Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." We need to know who he is. And sometimes we need to remind ourselves that he's still on his throne and he's still doing great things. He's still in control. Because life tends to spiral out of control for us. I mean, we have, just like Martha, many of us have cumbered ourselves with so much. And in Martha's case, there's nothing wrong with what Martha was doing. I can only imagine Martha was much like the ladies of Garden Grove in the sense that here's an honored guest and I want to serve my honored guest. And she's preparing meals and she's cleaning the house and she's doing these good things. She's cumbered about with these good things. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But what Jesus said in verse 42, he says, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part. And the good part is being alone with Christ. And I think a lot of times we get so busy doing good things that we miss the best things in life, like those solitary moments alone with the Lord, looking at his creation and thinking and reflecting upon who he is and what he's done, and understanding, being still enough to hear that still small voice and know that God is still in control and God is still blessing. When I was talking to Brother Tim, I don't know if he could see the exhaustion on my face or what. I mean, I know I look like a used catcher's mitt, but that's just how I look now. He was like, Brother Matt, you're going to have to. He said, I've been where you are. He said, let me tell you about a time in my life. He said, when I was pastoring down in Love County, he said we had 17 funerals in a matter of a few weeks. He said, we were ministering to so many families that we couldn't even have the family dinners at the church. He said, we were having them in the community center. He said, we'd have a family in that corner and a family in that corner and a family in this corner and a family in this corner. And he said, we had a 10 o'clock funeral and a 2 o'clock funeral and a 4 o'clock funeral. And he said, it was about 3 weeks of just pandemonium. And he said, I remember being in my shower and just weeping hopelessly. He said, I was just so emotionally, physically, mentally drained from ministering to other people. And he said, it's important. It's always important to kind of go back and recharge your own battery and get along with God and be at his feet. Another reason we need to be at Jesus' feet is not just for hearing and for healing, but for helping. You know, we can't help other people when we're out of gas and we're out of soap. As Christians, we are to be ministers. But you have to take time for yourself, for your family, for the Lord. In Mark chapter 6, verse 31, Jesus was dealing with his disciples, and Jesus said, come apart. Come ye apart into a desert place. And then he uses a bad word, rest. Rest a while. For most of us, that's a bad word. Now, there's some people that we can't flip them off the couch. I understand that. But for a lot of us, it's hard to rest. We don't know how to rest. And rest isn't just about your body. Rest is about your spirit, too. It's about your mind. And Jesus told his disciples, come ye apart into a desert place and rest a while. And I can imagine that his disciples, much like Martha, were like, Jesus, but you don't understand. There's a multitude of people over here. There's ministry and there's so many things happening. We got all the... Jesus said, those people will still be there. The ministry will still be there when you're done. Whatever problems you're facing, still be there when you come back. All your issues, all your struggles, all your anxiety, it'll still be there when you wake up. It'll still be there when you come back. But the truth is Christians, there are going to be times in our lives that we need to come apart and rest a while. Never let anybody make you feel guilty about taking a moment of rest. Never let anybody make you feel guilty about getting alone with the Lord and taking the time out from this rat race that we live in. It's hard to believe that we live in a rat race, considering we live in rural Oklahoma, but I don't know about you, but life seems pretty busy, doesn't it? And whatever gaps we have, we tend to, you're like, yeah, I had a couple Saturdays. Brother Matt keeps calling me, come to his house. I had a couple Saturdays left in my life, but you can come apart and rest after you come apart and fix my house, all right? At Mark Cameron, at Seth Fanares, at Johnny, at everybody else. And so, when we're done, then we'll come apart and rest on the back porch, all right? But no, we need to, I think it was D.L. Moody that said, if we don't come apart, we'll surely come apart. And so every now and then, make sure you get back to the feet of Jesus and spend time alone with him, all right? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for a wonderful crowd this morning, a wonderful fellowship. We thank you for the souls that stuck around and had dinner together. We just pray that you bless our time. And I know everybody here is tired. Everybody wants to go home, but we have business to conduct. And Lord, we just want to conduct it in a way that's honoring and glorifying to you. So bless us now as we go to that. And Lord, teach us to be still sometimes, just to take a time out from our day-to-day and just just rest and look forward to spending time alone with you. Bless us now as we move forward. Help us in all that we do to keep your kingdom first. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll go ahead and get our business meeting.